This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Life Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype on in. Skype username LRN.FM as we launch into the third hour of the program. At some point here within the hour, I'm expecting to have Will Coley from the Muslims for Liberty, MuslimsNumberForLiberty.org, and the new Malik Center that's being built here in New Hampshire's first.
What's the word Malik mean?
New Hampshire's first full-time mosque. I will pull that up for you, Mark, offhand. I don't remember exactly what it stands for. It is fairly lengthy. The Masjid al-Latif and Interfaith Community Center. Masjid is the Arabic saying of mosque, or the Arabic word for mosque. So we'll talk to Will here when he gets here about the ongoing clean out and remodel in this house that was trashed by the tenants that had previously occupied it. It's been a major undertaking over the last week, so we'll get an update from him. And there's a big announcement about the fundraising goals that they're just under, I think, about 50% of the way to their goal, and there's a pretty big announcement we're going to make a little bit later on here tonight. So look forward to that, and we'll, of course, talk to you about whatever's on your mind. For those of you just tuning in, it's Ian and Mark in the studio tonight on a Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. We've been talking a lot about Jamie Dimon, the CEO of Chase Bank, J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, who has gone on the attack in the media now more than once about Bitcoin. Before, you could have passed it off as just him answering a question and, you know, he doesn't like Bitcoin. This was over a week ago when he had first made headlines. But since then, others have interviewed him about Bitcoin.
But they keep asking him, too. It's not like he's bringing up Bitcoin. He understands the danger of Bitcoin, and the danger of him talking about it makes people talk about it more.
Right.
People talking about it is bad for him. I tend to think he wishes this would go away.
But he's still granting the interviews.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening. So we'll play more of that. There's a little bit more with his interview with CNBC in New Delhi. But first, we've got Jay Noon on the line on the amp lines. Hey, Jay Noon.
Hey, guys. So I was listening at a point where he says there's a difference between a fiat currency that's backed up by a government and not backed up by a government. I think I would like to paraphrase Jamie Dimon and say there's a difference between a fiat currency that's backed up by a military that will drop bombs anywhere you may try to run from them, and a government that doesn't really have a military, like, let's say, Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, as we know, you know, when countries throughout history are like, well, we don't like the U.S. dollar because they can just create them out of thin air, and we want to deal directly with the French, for example, in the case of Saddam Hussein in Iraq. Well, then there's sanctions, and sanctions don't scare them enough, or there already was sanctions or whatever. And they just go say they're terrorists and just bomb them back into the Stone Age, to where if you're like, nah, I don't want to take Venezuelan boulevards, well, Venezuela can't do anything about it, right?
But that's a great point, that some government's monies are backed by the force of the state, the military and police, who will point guns at people and force people to accept it.
I think that all government fiat currencies are backed to some extent by the force of their governments.
Within their country.
Within their country. Yeah. Outside of their country, the United States government projects military force like no other nation does. And I think you make a great point, Jay, and I'd like to expound on it just a little bit. And that is that one of the reasons that I'm into Bitcoin and a lot of early adopters of Bitcoin is that Bitcoin, cryptocurrencies, these sorts of things, if they become effectively the world's reserve currency, then governments will no longer have the ability, the United States government specifically we can use in this example, will no longer have the ability to just create money out of thin air, buy weapons of war, and then use them.
It's a huge game changer.
In the 1940s, when World War II was going on, they said, buy war bonds. When George Bush invaded Iraq and people and reporters asked, what can the American people do to support them? He said, go shopping. That is a tremendous difference. Something dramatically changed between 1940 and, 2003. I would recommend you Google the Bretton Woods Accord if you want to find out what that was.
Jay?
And I couldn't agree more, guys. That's all I have to say right now, and I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, brother. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Jay Noon, actually, one of the folks who's going to be coming out to work on the mosque we were discussing earlier, and we will talk more about coming up. But a little more from Jamie Dimon, the J.P. Morgan Chase Chief Executive Officer, on the attack against Bitcoin in a CNBC TV18 New Delhi interview. Let's continue.
What is the problem we're trying to solve? And so, again, I'm not against the technology, but creating money out of thin air without having a government backing is very different than creating money having a government backing.
And like I said, it's
not unlimited. So Bitcoin has that, no more than 21 million. So maybe that kind of does something there. But there's Ethereum, there are ICOs, there are cryptocurrencies everywhere. It's creating something out of nothing that, to me, is worth nothing.
Now, to Jamie Dimon, $100 billion may be nothing. I mean, to him, he might be able to, go to the bathroom in a $100 million bathroom, and, that's what he thinks about $100 billion or $100 million. Like, it's no big deal to him. But to the average person, $100 billion is an unfathomable amount of money. And right now, the cryptocurrency world has about $130 billion worth of value.
No, you are using the U.S. dollar to denominate this cryptocurrency world.
Correct. I say right now.
Yeah, you're not talking about crypto in crypto. You're talking about in dollars.
Because that's the way people will understand it.
That's the way people understand that the dollar is still the dominant currency.
If I tell you that there are 16 million bitcoins in existence,
right,
that's
useless information.
That doesn't mean anything unless you know what the value of those bitcoins are. And today it's different than what it will be tomorrow than what it was yesterday.
And I think it's worth pointing out that a dollar is worth about a 4,000th of a bitcoin.
That's right.
It went from being worth 4 bitcoins to 4,000ths of a bitcoin in about 7 years.
Correct.
So that shows what a catastrophe, what a downward spiral this currency that Jamie Dimon's saying is worth something. When a company runs a funding phase and gets 20 million U.S. dollars, Jamie Dimon isn't going to poo-poo that. He's going to say that's great. Well, is all you've got to do to run that same funding operation is to get, four thousand, bitcoins, which is a heck of a lot less.
Mm-hmm. So let me go on here with his remaining comments from CNBC.
Then badly. Is that a fear?
It will end badly, yeah.
Okay.
And it'll end when people lose a lot of money, the government's going to come down, when people think they use it as an investment, or it becomes too big, where governments say, we want to control it now. And I've had many people say, well, how can you control Bitcoin? Very simple. If I sit there in this room, if you buy or sell a Bitcoin, if you bet to buy and sell a Bitcoin, if you or bet anything, I'm going to put you in jail, it's over. And so watch what's going to happen in China. It doesn't mean people won't do it. It just means it'll be a black market, which is a whole different...
Okay, so he's right that if you outlaw Bitcoin, that it won't go away. So he is at the very least acknowledging that there will be a black market in Bitcoin if it is outlawed. But he is right that if the government does do a complete Bitcoin crackdown, making it illegal to buy, spend, sell, hold or whatever Bitcoin, to do anything with Bitcoin, then that could put a dampener on the popular acceptance of Bitcoin. Of course, on the other hand, there are people within governments who have already sort of adopted Bitcoin. Here in New Hampshire, there are state senators and state representatives who are already into Bitcoin. They are some of the people who were instrumental in helping New Hampshire pass the very first ever Bitcoin protection bill, which is a term I came up with because it's basically what it does. It is the opposite of New York's Bit license, which we were arguing about earlier tonight. New Hampshire's Bitcoin bill, which passed this year, it undoes some damage that was done previously, because there was a bill that added Bitcoin or cryptocurrency to the money transmitter statutes back in 2015.
With the intention of protecting Bitcoin But it failed.
But it got amended to...
Government solutions tend to be bad solutions.
Yeah, it ended up getting amended to be the opposite of the intended purpose of back in 2015. So the 2017 bill this year undid that and went a step further. Not only did it undo the changes that were made, but it also made it so that Bitcoin and cryptocurrency-only related businesses, so let's say an exchange that doesn't accept fiat, but it does crypto-only, those companies would not be considered money transmitters under this legislation that passed and was signed by the governor this year. So it does basically the opposite of what New York State is doing. So, you know, you're going to have different government responses. China's response is going to be different from the U.S. federal government. It's going to be different from New Hampshire, and we're going to keep an eye on all of it. More coming up here. You bring up anything on Free Talk Live.
I wanted to get into Bitcoin mining, but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Simbi.com.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
If you want to promote your business, organization, website, or club, radio is a great way to reach a lot of people. And because the ads are low cost, you can reach them a lot more often. Repetition builds reputation, and ads with audio are just more convincing than print or digital. If you need local people, please contact this station. If you can sell nationally, I'd love to help. Free Talk Live is nationally syndicated on more than 170 radio stations, and we have a large and loyal podcast audience. Check out our packages at advertise.freetalklive.com. If you need something custom, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial toll-free and join us on the radio. My number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight on this live Sunday edition, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Also, if you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, don't listen to Jamie Dimon. Join Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, transactions are quick, and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. And unlike J.P. Morgan and their ilk, Dash is decentralized. It's run by users like you who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. With Dash, you can actually have a say in how this operation moves forward, unlike the big banks. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why.
Also, we have a proposal coming for the next quarter for Dash coming up at dashcentral.org.
We do.
Free Talk Live.
This is the place where the people who would like to take a piece of the kitty, the promotional kitty, where they've been pooling mining funds, 10% of the mining funds from the Dash mining goes into this kitty, and then different people who may or may necessarily not be, you know, big players in Dash, you can be a small fish, and you can make a proposal to do something with that Dash, whether it's, you know, put it onto a race car or buy advertising on Free Talk Live or whatever. Mm-hmm. So what's the proposal?
For us, it's 3 months worth of advertising. I like to keep it, the quarterly. That way I don't have to put these proposals in monthly. Mm-hmm. So they pay us out quarterly. If for whatever reason the value of Dash goes down in that amount of time, we eat the cost. Mm-hmm. If it goes up in that amount of time, I'll toss in an extra month just to be kind. But if it goes up beyond that, the commensurate with the month, yay us. But you'll see me in 4 months asking for more. It's a, at this point, we're more than half. We got more than half the votes we need. That's with no...
Really?
Yeah, with no...
Because last time you made a proposal, originally it kind of got shot down.
Yeah, I did it. I did it wrong.
You tried for a whole year, though.
Well, I believe that advertising should be done for a year to know what...
Sure, but you're a sales professional, and you're trying to advertise. You're trying to promote this idea to a bunch of people that don't know anything about sales, right? The Dashers.
Yeah. By the way, if you tell your customers they're ignorant, it generally goes poorly. just so you know.
Yeah.
That's true. I wanted to keep the thing going. I learned that for their system, it's better to enter it monthly rather than just sort of keeping an ongoing 12-month commitment.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to pass. It looks like it's going to pass, but
okay,
please,
cool.
If you've got a node, if you're a node,
Master node,
holder, go there and vote for us at dashcentral.org.
All right, cool. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. You can bring up what you want. John is in North Carolina listening in Asheville to WWNC. Hello, John.
Hey, I wanted to bring up the concept of becoming cyborgs.
Okay, sure.
Excellent.
There are slowly growing numbers of people that are getting the RFID technology implanted in their hands to unlock their cars, or at least considering it.
There's people doing that, yeah.
And the people at certain workplaces who are getting RFID implemented so they can open doors at the workplace.
For the
security. And don't forget spectacles. I mean, even hooks for hands. I mean, these are early on sort of,
pacemakers.
Add-ons. Right, pacemakers, artificial hearts. I would go so far as to say the cell phone is a second brain.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I remember being one of the last people in my social circles who finally caved and got a cell phone because I was basically being socially ostracized for no one wanted to call my landline. So.
Yeah.
And at this point in history, I've never sent a text message or had a smartphone.
Wow.
I send email and I surf the web from a landline computer. But so with cybernetic technology, I've been thinking about what's going to happen when hardly anyone wants anything to do with me if I'm unable to, like, telepathically be aware of what they're feeling through the web of our consciousness, you know, if it gets that far.
I understand it. I think that you'll find the vast majority of people just kind of sign up, you know, for this whole singularity thing. But I think there'll be some holdouts. I think they'll probably be religious usually in nature. But I think there'll be holdouts that are like, no, this is not the way it's supposed to be. And
like the people who won't use the automated checkout at the grocery store.
Maybe that, but I mean, I think that to some extent that's about, you know, convenience, and plus it's hard to find the vegetables on there, and you know, if you're buying a box of wine or whatever, then you can't get ID'd.
People have different reasons for it, but there's a certain percentage of the the customer base that wants to have that interaction with a human being. There's also a percentage that doesn't want to have an interaction with a human being.
Well, yeah, there's nothing I like better than lackluster customer service from a girl.
Well, some people, you're not one of those people. You're not one. Yeah, but you're not one of those people. There have been stores who've put in the automated checkouts and then only to remove them later when they got so much pushback from their customers.
That isn't going to happen anymore.
You don't think so?
No.
Well, it had happened in the past.
Sure.
But anyway, go ahead,
like,
John.
Sailed.
This is like surgically meshing your flesh with circuits and stuff like that.
That's right. Yeah, nanomachines too.
Yeah, in your body, you know, and getting infections possibly. I mean, they'd have to come up with some way that would maybe 3D printed through cells or...
Oh, they're going to come up with it, and they're going to make it... The idea is that it would prevent you from getting infections, right?
Right.
nano guys running around your blood, you know, your veins and shooting down the bad guys sort of thing.
What point would the technology have to get to before either you or Mark would... just be like, yeah, I've got a circuit in my brain that allows
Mark's
me to...
already signed up to have his head cut off when he dies and frozen out of something.
Yeah, it's at alcor.org.
So he's already on board with this stuff.
Mention me if you go and sign up. So I get a free...
No, but you do ask a good question.
I'm on board.
At what point... Yeah, but the technology is going to be rudimentary in the beginning, right? So do you wait until, like right now? I mean, virtual reality, for instance, looks really cool. I mean, I've not actually used a real, like, one of the expensive virtual reality headsets, but I've gotten the Google cardboard thing. I've slipped a phone in it, and I've looked around at some tech demos, and I'm like, yeah, that's pretty cool. I could imagine that looking at an Oculus Rift or the HTC Vive is even more amazing. And if you watch, like, the React channel on YouTube, watching the reactors and how they experience this virtual reality is absolutely it's amazing to behold. Not even experiencing it yourself, just watching someone else do it is pretty interesting. But would I want to go out, even as an occasional gamer? First of all, I don't game often enough to make it worthwhile, but I do like technology, and I'm very interested in this technology, but I know better than to buy Generation 1 of virtual reality. Even Generation 2 is still going to be clunky. There's going to be a bunch of wires hanging off, as there are right now. Like, there's wires all over these things, and they're big, and they're heavy, and, you know, Generation 3, Generation 4, you know, Generation 5, you're going to see the size of the headsets are going to shrink. They're going to get lighter. They're going to probably use more, like, Bluetooth rather than wires and other things like that, and it's going to get a whole lot cheaper over time. So I don't think I would be the initial adopter of whatever augment your body with technology, but
I tend to be right about Gen 2. I was, I had one of the first Palm oriented phones out there to hold all the addresses.
Palm Pilot?
Yeah. Well, it was a Palm phone. It was a Trio.
Okay.
I think it was before the Trio. Anyway, I don't know. It was before the BlackBerry and all these things. So I was a pretty early adopter, but I'd want to see somebody have this stuff and running around with this stuff in their head for a little while.
For a little while, yeah. If you want, John, we'll give you a chance to respond. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
No, we got to teach Will how to use the cough button.
we haven't taught him that yet.
So, Will Coley joining Ian and Mark in the studio, as promised, from the Muslims for Liberty, Muslims4Liberty.org. He and his family have made the move to New Hampshire as part of the ongoing New Hampshire freedom migration, and that happened about a week ago. Well, it was last Sunday that you guys arrived here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, your new home at a place that was not quite ready for a move-in.
Yeah, you could say that. It would be probably the understatement of the year, if not the decade.
it's been a real process. And when you got here on Sunday, we'd already been cracking away at moving a bunch of junk out of this house, because the tenants that were in there were there until Thursday night, and we got in there the very next day and just started moving and unloading.
I don't even want to think about what it looked like before I got there.
Oh,
it
man.
Looked that bad when I showed up on Sunday.
I got to see it before you got to see it. It was a disaster.
Did you actually go in there?
I went with you.
Okay.
And you, Ian, saw it long before I saw it,
yeah.
And it was a It had to have been a catastrophe.
It was. I mean, I don't want to focus on how bad it was, because it was bad. But we've been pulling a lot of junk out of there. It literally took the entire week. And different people were doing different things at the same time. But me and a few others were working on the actual clean out of just getting stuff out so we could then clean, actually do cleaning.
Smell cat urine still.
Oh, God.
Just sitting here in the studio, I still smell. I think my boots smell like it is what the problem.
You guys have been scrubbing
floors.
You even had a gubernatorial candidate, Jaleta Jarvis, came out. She's going to be, hopefully, the Libertarian candidate for governor here in 2018. She was out on her hands and knees scrubbing those floors today.
Which and her son both. He was inside. Well, they helped us redo the floors in the area where we're going to put the homeless warming center. That's now like the fourth or fifth time, or the fourth time for the front room and the fifth time for the other room.
Has anybody like an expert on how you actually get cat urine out of wood? Because I imagine that's kind of difficult.
I've heard urine. I've heard that
urine will counter. spray more vinegar, urine over top
vinegar.
Of it.
I've heard vinegar. Will help.
You've been working so long, your mind's just fried.
It is. Oh, my Lord, dude.
It's got urine on the brain.
Yeah, I can smell it. I swear it's on my boots. Jeez. But yeah, vinegar I've heard. What we're doing is I have a $75 bottle of Atar El Kaba, which is like this really high dollar oil-based perfume that comes from Dubai. I won it a couple years ago as an award, but I don't really wear it. So what we've done is I am just not this one.
Okay.
It's a little strong for my taste, which is why we mixed it with Dawn dish detergent and water and scrubbed the floors of the whole place today.
Oh, cool.
How'd that work?
You know what? All I can smell is Atar El Kaba now. Okay. At least until tomorrow, we'll go in there and we'll give it the sniff test and hopefully that.
See if it's overtaken.
Overtaken, yeah. And they did the inside too. So they were scrubbing the floors. They scrubbed the floors inside in the area that the prayer space is going to be in, and they started working on scrubbing baseboards and stuff like that with this oil-based washing solution that I made, so that like all that smell of where animals had sprayed the walls and stuff, hopefully we'll be counteracting that with this concoction that I've made.
Yeah, luckily there were piles of clothes that the animals made most of their mess in on the inside, at least. But, it's been a bit of a process getting it all cleaned up. There's been a large group of folks. How many? You've been there every day. I've been kind of off and on throughout the last week. But how many people would you estimate have come to assist as volunteers in this process? There have been a couple paid help, but mostly volunteers.
Yeah, well, we've got two paid help that I know of. And then at least with the – yesterday was the exception. It's kind of funny. I really expected us to have a really big turnout because it was Saturday, and it ended up being just me and my wife, who basically spent the whole day chasing the kids around while I – painted my little self to death.
Yeah.
But every other day, it's been at least two, if not four. Most of them traveling from outside of the Keene area, some of them from Seacoast, some of them from Manchester.
Some from Keene.
Yeah. But, I mean, like I said, people driving. Jaleta lives like 20 miles south of Manchester, so.
Yeah, southeast. Yeah.
We've had just from all over the state.
Tremendous.
Yeah.
Outpouring of people who are giving of their time, their energy into a project that
I have a family that are coming this weekend, a family of same size as mine.
Next weekend?
This coming weekend.
Okay.
Next weekend.
Yeah.
They should be here Saturday. From Connecticut. Mm-hmm. They're driving up from Hartford.
Were these the friends you stayed with down in Connecticut before you came here?
And they're a family of children. They're all older kids, you know, like they have son.
They might actually be useful.
They can swing a hammer.
One who's a senior in high school. One is already graduated high school. Another one is like a freshman. So like they have a pretty sizable volunteer force just this.
Just the riding in the minivan.
Yeah, yeah. So, and they're supposed to be coming up and giving us a hand next weekend. That's one thing we really need, because like right now we're finally in a place where we could be doing two or three jobs at one time if I had the volunteers available to do so. Before we were all just kind of stuck in that homeless area. But it needed it. You know, there was a lot of cleaning, a lot of painting, a lot of prepping and priming and stuff that needed to be done out there. So that space is just about ready, but I could put somebody to work in two different rooms on top of me finishing up that homeless room shelter and then, you know,
starting. What is the homeless room shelter? I'm not familiar.
Well, here, the homeless warming center is, it's a space that's about 30 feet long and about 10 feet wide.
Okay.
And
it's the porch right now.
Yeah, it's a front porch that's got glass windows all the way around it. It has a heater. So it's an enclosed space. It's like a room.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're going to do is we're going to offer hot tea and hot coffee, a place to warm up during the colder months of the year for local homeless to just come in, kind of warm up a little bit, get something warm in their stomach.
Read the newspaper classified section?
Yeah, exactly. And we'll have a resume center where we'll have a couple of old desktops and some printers that I brought with me. And you can write or print out your resume for free while you're there as a way to help these people, you know, further their, you know, improving their plight in life and help them find a job.
As long as they don't pee in the corners, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
people go out and find a tree.
One of the ideas we also had is that, you know, you hear the whole NIMBY thing a lot, you know, like,
not in my backyard.
Not in my backyard. So people want you to help the homeless, but they don't want you to do it close to where
they
live.
They don't
want to
see it.
Yeah.
But the nice thing about this particular, where the location of your mosque is, it's not really in anybody's backyard.
Not really. There are some neighbors living next door. There's a welfare house immediately next door.
How can they complain?
They can't really.
Right. Well, there are a couple of businesses close by as well. And what my thought is, you know, the mosque will be bringing in money. And we don't have a mortgage that we have to worry about. So why not in the colder months use some of that money and give gifts to homeless people for, hey, man, the 101, it just snowed, and the 101 needs to be shoveled out.
The next door business, right?
The next door business. So
101 local deal, or local goods.
Right over there is a snow shovel. You go snow shovel that for me and make it look nice, and I will give you a gift of $25. And then they go over and they take care of, and you know, to me that will make local businesses more likely to be happy about the fact that we're serving the homeless close to them, is because we hope to figure out a way to make our service a service to local businesses as well.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's really cold and snowy, hey man, I've got labor right here. These people are here. They, you know, especially, you know, I've done a lot of work with homeless groups, like Project Downtown and stuff like that. When I lived in Florida, I ran a Project Downtown chapter. And a lot of those folks, like, they're really motivated. And if you were like, hey man, I got $25 if you'll just knock that out over there for me. And you're the person who's providing them with a donut and a hot cup of coffee to fill their stomach, and you're talking to them like they're a human being,
yeah.
Yep.
Instead of like a piece of garbage that you step over in the street. Those people are so motivated to try to do something to like pay you back that I don't see any issue with us being able to convince the people we're helping to kind of pay it forward and pass that on.
And that's just part of the vision, the homeless aspect, you know, the warming center.
That's just step one. We have a lot more that we kind of have in the whole broader spectrum.
We'll talk more about that coming up here with Will Coley, who is also the host of The Call to Freedom, which is coming back to the air starting tonight on LRN.FM. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now.
Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Remain, we might be able to get you in here if you dial in now. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you've got a question for our special guest here, Will Coley, who is with us from the Malik Center, or the soon-to-be Malik Center. It is in production, under construction as we speak. The doors will be opening at some point within the next several weeks. We're thinking maybe end of October, early November, somewhere in that range. It's going to be New Hampshire's very first. Although there are a couple that are competing to open across the state, we believe the Malik Center will be the first ever full-time mosque in New Hampshire, which is sort of the main thrust of what it was. And as I pointed out in my blog post that I made today at freekeen.com announcing how things have been going with the this ongoing project, as I pointed out, that if you had just come to me back in July, as you did, and say, hey, you know, do you guys have any, does Shire Free Church have any property available in Keene? We want to open up a mosque. That alone would have been enough for me to have been like, heck yeah, come on up. Because I think that having you, who you are very well-schooled in Islamic studies and such, and you're a very good communicator of those ideas, and I think you alone, just by your participation on Free Talk Live doing Ask a Muslim segments where people have called in and hit you with all these hard questions that they hear from the talking heads on the news television shows that are just full of misinformation, and having you correct a lot of that misinformation, I think that does a lot to increase peace and mutual understanding between different religions. So just to have you come here and be a Muslim and run a mosque would have been enough, but your vision for the Malik Center is much larger than that. It includes not only a full-time mosque, which is like 5 prayers a day throughout, all around the clock, but it also includes the ability for other area, let's say, lesser religions like the Quakers that
they don't have more than what, Mark? I've been to the meetings. There's, what, half a dozen people?
Four this morning.
They're not a whole lot of folks that are backing up that congregation, if you will. They need a place to meet, and they've been renting, like, the YMCA prior to their current place.
We're currently at the Mindfulness Center.
The Buddhists.
They tend to like that, yeah.
Yep. But giving those folks an option so other religions could also use this place, and maybe even other, people in the community.
We're not renting the space.
Yeah.
This isn't like... You want to use it Sunday at $75.
You just got to clean it up after you're done, right?
Yeah. If you want to use the space, let us know. Come use the space. There's a donation slot by the door. If you want to leave a donation, please do. If you don't, thank you for coming and using our space.
Yeah, and that's, that the fact that it's going to be an interfaith space as well, I thought was really cool because the Shire Free Church, which is the organization that is contributing the property to this project, is an interfaith peace church. So whether you're Muslim or Christian or, pantheist as I am, you're welcome in the Shire Free Church as long as you are an advocate of peace.
Yeah, and well, that was part of my inspiration for doing it this way was, this is an organization, Shire Free Church, that is devoted to interfaith work. And they us a gift. And my response to that was, okay, we've been given this gift. Why not do that for other groups? Why not gift this space? Why not make this space into a beautiful place for people to come and worship and then gift it to others in the same way it's been gifted to us? And kind of, again, that whole idea of like paying it forward, not, taking this great gift that's been giving us and saying, okay, how can we do the same thing that's been done for us for other people? And say, okay, is there an Orthodox Jewish community here? Yeah? Okay, guys, I know there's only a half a dozen of you probably. Come Saturdays. Come have your Shabbat in our space. We'll even install an extra oven so that you can have an oven just for the Orthodox community to use so you're not worried about kosher issues. Like, we'll go that far. We'll spend $120 or $200 on a new stove. I'm looking at one right now, brand new, never been used, to buy, to put in, so that this can be there for other communities. And, it's not just, to me, it's more than a mosque. It's more than a masjid. It's more than just a place for Muslims to come and pray. It's a place for us to come and establish ourselves as harbingers of justice, of harbingers of this idea of pluralism. And, Muslims were the original Abrahamic faith that pushed this idea, and it's time that we got back to establishing ourselves as the standard bearers in that respect. And not the ones who are bringing up the rear as we have for the last century.
When you say the Muslims had pushed an idea, what idea?
Pluralism. Pluralism, it was the Muslims were the first religion that I know of that actually advocated the concept of pluralism.
And what is that?
Other religions, not only that other religions have a right to exist, but that they should be respected.
That they can coexist peacefully in the same.
Yes, that they should coexist in the same space.
Right.
And instead of being the standard bearers in that area, Muslims are way back in the back now. And I think that part of the Malik Center is reestablishing that, at least in a small place, in a small way, in our own little community right here in New Hampshire.
And what I love is that it's already started. And that's what I focused on in the article over at freekeen.com, is
beautiful.
The interfaith effort of the cleanup operation.
Yeah.
So the intention of the Malik Center is to bring faiths together and also be a mosque. And we've already got people who are Christians, multiple Christians, different types. One calls himself an agnostic Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is just an agnostic. There mm-hmm. are other Christians of different types who've come in there.
We're spiritualists. We've had
atheists. The main construction guy there is an atheist. And so a wide variety. I'm a pantheist. So we've got a wide variety of people who've been helping out with this. And I think that that's a good start. We're already
Liberty
planting
Ecclesia,
good seeds.
They're talking about sometime next week Liberty Ecclesia is going to come out. So that's
a former president of the Free State Project, Aaron Swearingen.
Yes, and a local church here in Keene. So
I love it. I love it.
Everybody I've talked to who's sort of outside the Liberty community that hears about the mosque moving in is very excited.
Yeah.
I think that to some extent you could probably have huge crews there if we were able to reach the larger community. But I think it's better to just sort of open up and then offer the great services that you're going to offer.
So one of the other things
is going to be our gift to the. We want this. Like, I have an $8,000 donation that has been raised by people that live here in Keene that is sitting there. And I know it. It's just sitting there. And the guy's like, you can use this to open the doors. I don't want to use it to open the doors. Hmm. I want this to be our gift to the Keene community. And then, now that we've given you the gift, now that we want to expand, now we want to add new things, now give me that $8,000.
Right. Because there's a larger...
Let's use that $8,000 to bust the wall down and expand.
You've got a vision of what you want beyond this initial start. And we can talk about that later on. But one of the other things that has come up here in the last day was I was inspired by a fundraiser going on out on the Free Coast where they're raising money for their club, like an activist center out there. And they've done very well. They've raised like over $100,000. And part of that was somebody ponied up some money as matching funds. And what we found here with the fundraiser for instance, the Ugandan orphanage that we've been raising money for, we've had matching funds. In fact, double matching with that one, which has helped people encourage it. It gets people off the fence. It makes them feel like their money's going to go further. And so the Shire Free Church has put forward matching funds because you guys are at about almost 50% of your $11,000 goal. You're just under 50, like around 5,200. So.
Yeah, we're like $300 from halfway.
Yeah, so and there's 6 days left, and launchgood.com/Malik Center is the URL. Launchgood has extended and extended and extended, but the pace of donations hasn't been picking up.
No.
So I'm thinking,
basically it stopped about 3 days before we left. And, yeah, that's about it.
So
it's stalled out.
And I'm no fundraising guru. I don't particularly consider myself particularly good at it, but I know that matching funds makes a difference for some people. And so I thought, well, I think that the Shire Free Church can do that.
Yeah.
So ultimately, if you want to contribute to the Malik Center construction and ongoing, launch project, then your funds will be matched up until we hit the point of the $11,000 goal. And if you want to keep contributing beyond that, I'm sure you'll accept it.
Do.
But the matching funds are there now for the last 50%, basically. So from here on to the end, your contributions are going to be matched at launchgood.com/Malik Center. It's MalikCenter. You go there. And there are also Bitcoin and Litecoin QR codes on the page. No one's given any Litecoin yet, but Bitcoin has gotten some contributions.
Yeah, serious contributions.
And so if you contribute Bitcoin, we'll match those. If you contribute dollars to the LaunchGood contribution thing, then we'll match that as well, again, up to where the point at which we actually hit the $11,000 goal.
Yeah.
So now you get a matching contribution.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. And thank the guys at the Free Church, all you guys that have been putting not only these matching funds in, but so much more financially to make this place look the way that it needs to make this place a really beautiful space. And like putting us up in a hotel for the last week, and helping keep, my wife happy.
It's hard. That is a job that no one man can do on his own. I can tell you that.
It really has. It really has taken a community. It took a village to get a couple of libertarians to get out of their home that they trashed. So-called libertarians. We're out of time for Free Talk Live tonight. If you're tuned to LRN.FM, the Liberty Radio Network, you're going to hear Will in moments relaunching the call to freedom for the very first time from here in Keene. So stay tuned for that.
There for about a month.
If you're there, and we'll continue tomorrow. Meantime, at FreeTalkLive.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.